Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. What comes to mind when you think of a pigeon? Maybe those dusty gray feathers, the soft cooing, or the streets of a big city like New York, even Sacramento. But what about a trained athlete ready to take to the skies and fly over 100 miles as fast as they can? Well, those birds are at the heart of the sport of pigeon racing, which has a foothold here in the capital city. Earlier this year, Insight senior producer Sarit Lashinsky went down to Elk Grove to meet up with a group of students raising the next generation of pigeon athletes. And later this year, those birds will be competing with the Fort Sutter Racing Pigeon Club here in Sacramento, which has been involved in the sport for more than half a century. So it's been a minute. Joining us now to talk about all things pigeon racing are club president Jim Looper, as well as club members Sergio Perez and Valeri Christov. Welcome. What a treat.
Thank you.
So, Jim, I want to start with you. For people who have never heard of pigeon racing before, how exactly does it work?
You know, it's probably a little more complex than most people would think. It would probably start off with getting a pigeon, racing pigeon. Racing pigeons are different than, you know, just a normal type of a pigeon. So there's a specific bird, racing pigeon. You start off with that bird that's young. And you're going to train that bird to return back to what we're going to call its home. And once you get that bird that's going to know where home is, you're going to constantly take it a little bit further and further and further away from its home and turn it loose, and it's going to come home. And as you get that bird further from its home, it's going to continue to come home, have motivation, and fly straight home. The bird that comes back the fastest is going to be the bird that wins.
When did you first learn about pigeon racing?
Oh, I was probably a little kid at the time. I'm a third generation pigeon guy, so they've been in my life throughout all of it.
Oh, I love it. What do you love so much about it?
The birds. The birds, it's all about the birds. A ton of fun, the camaraderie, the guys, the talking smack about each other, the fighting with my father about whose birds are better. It's just the whole aspect.
The fact that you're a third generation pigeon racer might come as a surprise to a lot of people. Where is pigeon racing popular? I mean, it seems to be here in Sacramento, but is it popular around the world or around, across the country?
It is. It's a big sport all around the world, whether it be in Belgium and Europe and China and Mexico, all throughout the United States, and definitely without a doubt here in California. Mm.
Valeri, how did you get involved in pigeons and pigeon racing?
Well, I'm a third generation of pigeon guy or pigeon keeper. Two of my grandparents had pigeons. My father had pigeons. And then my uncle, he's in Missouri, he has pigeons as well. I started when I was 13 because my father didn't have time to take care of him anymore. And they passed it on to me. And in 2005, that's actually everything happened in Ukraine. I am from Ukraine originally. Grew up there, and in 2005, I moved to United States, and I could be with no pigeons for about 5-6 months, and then I found birds here. And I can't live without birds. Birds are really, really having a big impact on my life, and you know, I just, even to the point when you just go and watch them how they fly, watch them how they, you know, they coo at each other, and the way the family are built, for example, a female, and I mean, which we call it a hen, and a male, which is called a cock, they pair up together, they pick up a nest, and they start building their nest. They, you know, then the hen lays 2 eggs, and the way, you know, they hatch them, they take care of the babies. It's so much to learn, even for the families, you know, how to take care of the babies. And it's amazing to watch all the procedure. I mean, everything is the birds do.
Yeah, I can tell how much you love it. I'm so happy you were able to find it here in Sacramento.
Yes.
And you still have that relationship with these birds. Sergio, how did you get involved in pigeon racing? Are you also a third generation pigeon racer?
I like my comrades over here. They're a few generations. I'm first generation. The way I got involved, you know, I was running my business, and a few of my customers started telling me about it one day, and of course, like everybody else, you hear it for the first time. I'm like, wow, that's different. That's a new sport that I never heard of. So I ended up looking into it on YouTube and ended up going down the rabbit hole. And the more I looked, the more I got interested. And then one day I had them there and I got some. And like anybody else, you know, my wife was like, what did you get? What did you buy? Did you really bring these home? Which I did. And at first, maybe she wasn't too fond of, but when I got my daughter involved, she's autistic. At the time, I think she was like 6 or 7. She was really, really excited about it. She looked at them, was so happy, wanted to go look at them, spend time, give them corn. And that's when my wife started accepting it. And then I started training these birds, and I took my whole family, and it was a family ordeal with us. And I remember the first time I took them out, my daughter was heartbroken. She thought I just left them somewhere. And then they flew home, and she was excited. She was so happy. And I, from then on, my family was happy. My other daughter was happy about getting fast food along the way, getting a trip, or eating at restaurants in Lake Tahoe. And it was a family ordeal, and we were all happy. And, you know, I obviously loved it, but seeing my daughters and mm-hmm. my family be happy about it got me even more excited.
It's a family affair now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I love it. Okay, Jim, so what does a pigeon race look like? Help us visualize where these birds fly.
Well, I think it's going to start off just prior to the race. So if we have a race, let's say on a Saturday, what's going to happen is the night before Friday, everyone's going to get their birds and they're going to bring them to a central location. For us, it's the Fort Sutter Racing Pigeon Clubhouse. So Friday, let's just say around 7 o'clock, all of the different flyers bring their birds to the clubhouse. Each bird has a computer chip on it, and we're going to basically register that bird in the race. The bird would then go into a crate, which would then go onto a trailer, let's just say of a third party, of our driver, and all of the birds would be taken to a set distance. We'll just say the middle of Nevada. And so the birds will start off racing at around 115, 120 miles. They will go up to either 300, 400, 500, even 600 miles away. So if the birds are going to go, say, to the middle of Nevada, 180, 200 miles, we'll say, they will then be turned loose at a set time, about half hour after sunrise, say 7 in the morning. The birds will then all fly, theoretically, straight home. And regardless of when they get home, that's not necessarily the winner, because a bird that's going to be a little closer, say up in Auburn, those birds might come in first. And then the Sacramento Valley, they might come in a little later. Then towards the Bay Area, they might even come in an hour or two later. But once you calculate distance and time, you get speed. And the bird that flew the fastest is going to be the winner.
So, I know it depends on where the pigeon is flying home to, but say, like with that example, they get released in the middle of Nevada and they're going to the Sacramento Valley. How long does it take for a pigeon to get back home?
Well, I'm going to say that they're going to go roughly the speed of a car. We'll just say 50 miles an hour, and it's going to fluctuate based on the bird's quality, performance, training, but also headwinds. So headwinds are going to slow it down, might be in the 45-mile-an-hour range. Tailwinds are going to speed it up, maybe to the 65-mile-an-hour range. So you could calculate an average of 50 miles an hour, and if it's flying 300 miles, you might expect that bird back in just 5 hours or so.
Wow. I mean, that's so impressive. Valeri, what goes into like the fitness and the nutrition for a pigeon to be able to perform like this?
Well, you feed them and you prep them as an athlete, literally. I mean, feeding matters, water, all the supplements you give them. I mean, that's literally, you're training an athlete. And if you want that athlete to perform, I mean, you got to prepare it right. If you prepare it right, I mean, the bird will do it. And that's basically all the pigeon fencers, they have to do their homework.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, the birds will do everything you give to the bird. And basically, if you prep it right, I mean, it's going to fly and it's going to win. Yeah. If you didn't prepare it right, then shame on you.
Sergio, since it's your first mm-hmm. generation of pigeon racer, did it kind of clear up any misconceptions? Do you think sometimes pigeons get a bad rap and you learned a great deal about them through this sport?
You learn a lot. You realize that they're not the same as your feral pigeon that's out there, even though genetically they might be. But the biggest difference is, one, these are thoroughbreds. They've been trained generation after generation. And two, this is something that's been going on for not necessarily the racing aspect, but the messenger side of it. You know, these were what we had back in the day as messenger pigeons.
Right.
These are old school tweeting text messages, but just takes a few days. But yeah, it did clear up a lot of misconception. You know, they're not what we think, like the average, you know, common pigeon that's just out on building tops. They're animals that are taken care of. They're cleaned up. They got the medication. They're, if needed, like for salmonella, different things. They're healthy animals, and they got a purpose in. They're extraordinary at doing what they're supposed to do.
They're athletes.
Yeah.
Finally, Jim, someone's listening to this. They want to give it a go. They want to explore and learn more. How can they do so?
I think one of the best things is to contact an organization, whether it be the Fort Sutter Racing Pigeon Club, the American Racing Pigeon Union, and try to get as much information as you can. I don't think there's any pigeon fancier that's going to give anybody necessarily bad advice, but they're going to want to incorporate them into the hobby. It's a great hobby. We're all competitors. We're all friends. We all work together. And we would all love to help anybody who wants to get started in the sport of racing pigeons. We would provide pigeons and information and as many resources as possible.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun and a great community. Thank you all for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
It was so much fun. Very interesting. Jim Looper, Sergio Perez, and Valeri Kristov are with the Fort Sutter Racing Pigeon Club. It's located here in Sacramento. And we've been learning more about the sport of pigeon racing and its presence here in the Capital Region. We have more information on our Insight page, and you can also read Sarit's reporting. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify. And if you want to email us, we're at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Andrew Garcia, Sarit Lashinsky, and editor Jen Picard. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones, and our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.